Hello everyone, 这里是可可茶话会，我是大家的好朋友 Kenneth。 在今天的节目当中呢， Kenneth 要给大家说的是一个脑筋急转弯，大家一定要释放好你的智慧了，请听好。 What kind of birds are most frequently found in captivity? Frequently, 频繁的，经常的。Captivity, 囚禁，被关。 What kind of birds are most frequently found in captivity? 在牢房中最常见的一种鸟是什么鸟？好，开动脑筋仔细想。那在大家思考的时候呢，我们先来看一看与鸟有关的其他表达。 If you don't want to admit that you are a bird brain, you'd better think over this question. 如果大家不想承认自己很笨的话呢，那就得好好的思考思考这个问题了。 Bird brain, 鸟的脑袋瓜，意思就是傻的，蠢的。 But some guys like admiring themselves. That is to say, each bird loves to hear himself sing.鸟儿都喜爱听自己唱歌，也就是自我欣赏。 However, a little bird told me that this question is not very difficult. 然而有人告诉我，这个问题并不是很难。 A little bird, 小鸟，也可以指消息灵通的人。 A little bird told me that this question is not very difficult. 有人告诉我，这个问题并不是很难。那么这个人是谁呢？ Maybe we can judge from his or her voice.For a bird is known by his note and a man by his talk. 我们可以从他的声音来判断这个人是谁。俗话说，听音识鸟，闻言识人。A bird is known by his note and a man by his talk. Note, N-O-T-E. 除了大家所熟悉的笔记便笺的意思以外，还有音符调子的意思。好了，说了这么久呢，不知道大家有没有想到答案？现在由我来告诉大家，请大家准备好纸和笔。写下 J-A-I-L-B-I-R-D-S Jailbirds Jail 监狱 Birds 鸟什么意思呢？长期坐牢的囚犯 Jailbirds。 说到这里啊，大家可能要埋怨 Kenneth 了，这哪里是鸟嘛，和题目根本不搭。 OK, in English we always make some words that is so funny. Sometimes they use the rhetoric and sometimes they are a combination of different wordsThis is how amazing they are. 在英语当中呢，我们总会发现一些很有意思的词，有时候它们是一种修辞，有时候它们由不同的词合成，这呢也是英语的一大魅力吧。好了，在今天的节目当中呢， Kenneth 给大家出了一道脑筋急转弯，既娱乐了大家，也让大家学到了一些与鸟有关的表达，这也能算是一箭双雕了。 Kill two birds with one stone. 一箭双雕，一举两得。如果大家喜欢的话，请继续关注可可茶话会，我们会继续一箭双雕学英语。今天的节目就到这里，我们下期再见，拜拜。